Greetings to all of you here in Jesus' name this morning. It's been a blessing to be here. The coffee, the egg, and the potato all experienced the same thing, but they became very useful afterwards. And in the devotional, the evidence of our faith is obedience. Appreciated that thought as well. And it's been an encouragement to me to see as how these things kind of tie into a little bit that I'd like to share with you all this morning. And for the verse, text verse for the message this morning, let's turn to Matthew chapter 11. Appreciated the worship atmosphere, and that we can praise our God together, and that we can worship the Most Holy. This morning, the text has a very special promise for us, and also a very special an encouragement for our lives. So Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly at heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, as Brother James mentioned, his brother is in our area, and we have appreciated him there. And he decided to take on the yoke of marrying my daughter. And so I guess we will see, as time will tell, how this will go. But there's been an interesting fact. There's a number of interesting things when we talk about a yoke. So I grew up first part of my life in the Amish setting, and so I got used to working with horses, hauling hay and cultivating, and you know, there was a little bit of an art to get the horses into the right corn row, and then you had to make sure that the cultivator had a thing that slid back and forth on. We had the horses together with a similar to a yoke, and they needed to work together. But once in a while, you know, the cultivator just didn't quite line up, and the corn would come out. And especially, I remember one time I was cultivating for my uncle, and he wasn't the happiest with me. But after a while, you could coordinate. There was quite a number of things that you needed to coordinate with that. You had to coordinate with the horses to get them into the line. You had to lower the cultivator. You had the option of making it slide back and forth if the horses weren't lined up. And so this verse kind of meant, you know, had some meaning. But it wasn't until the later years that we were in service in Paraguay, and we went back a little more into the sticks, and a lot of oxen were still used. And so I observed a little bit what really the yoke meant. And in that area, we ended up in that area, we developed a disc for the oxen, a planter for the oxen, and a number of those things, plows. We got some plows that had been shipped down back in the 40s when the Mennonites had come over from Russia. Souders out of Ohio had shipped a couple sea containers down. Of course, the Mennonites quickly transferred to tractors and regular. So there was a lot of these one-bottom plows, and so we went and gathered those up, and we used them with the oxen. But the interesting thing about the oxen was I became aware of what a true meaning of a yoke is. And this verse made a little more sense. And so, like, what does this verse mean when we look at the yoke that God has for us in our life? And it's saying here that it is easy and it is light. And when I observed the oxen, I often felt kind of sorry for them, because There was two types, and a lot of times we will see in the Bible story, you will see where the yoke is just laying on the neck and then it has something around the bottom and it's fairly loose. Those are a lot harder to train oxen to use than if you use the yoke that is actually tied onto their horns. So in our area, for the most part, they use the model where the yoke was like a 5-inch piece of wood that had the round thing carved out to go on top of their neck. And then they would take a pretty long stretch of leather that was maybe about an inch wide, and they would wrap it around one horn, come down around the face, go around the other horn, and they wrapped that till that yoke was on there and did not move. And the part that I felt the sorriest for was when an older oxen had to train in a younger one, because the younger one had no idea what was happening, and all of a sudden, they would take just a little piece that was a resemblance of a yoke, and they would tie it on. He got used to that, so he had no problem that when they hooked both of them together. But then you had this old, big, sturdy ox, and you had this young one hooked together. It made training a lot easier if it was tied to the horns, because there was no give or take there. Like the old ox had just to stand there and take all the fighting and the thrashing of the young one, and he would just go, and the young one wasn't really anything he could do but just go along for the ride. Like, he had to, like, there was no other choice. And as I was thinking a little bit about this and thinking about the yoke of God, it seemed to, a few things made a little more sense about this verse, because it wasn't long that young ox learned really quick that the yoke and the burden is a whole lot easier if he just calms down. Like, if he just adjusts himself to whatever that yoke was requiring out of him. And so as I did a little bit of thinking about that over the years, this verse became quite precious to me, because God says that my yoke is easy and my burden is light, and yet so many times we make it way more difficult. So here are a few things that in training the oxen is the yoke was tied, and then they usually put a little thin rope around one ear back to the driver. Now, I grew up with horses, and we always had bits in the mouth, and so it was a little different. Anybody remember back in the old days when the aunt or uncle or so, they'd turn your ear, like if you got a little bit out of line? Maybe some of you don't remember those days. But I think one ear is longer on this side than it is on this side. I also got a spanking in first grade, so maybe that's why this ear is longer on this side. And why was the reason that I got a spanking in first grade is because I didn't really want to take the yoke that was being put on to me. And with that training, they also have a little bit of a whip. Up here, they would call it the bull whip. You can make some noise with it, like you can crack the whip, and it sounds like a 22 shot, 22 rifle. But you can also use it, and they use that. Just the sound of that, they would use a lot of times to speed them up. Or if they wanted to turn them, is just crack the whip on this side. Because all the oxen knew that if they didn't turn, the next one would hit. So there was always a little bit of noise with that. And some of them even on the handle, they would maybe tie a couple washers, and all they would have to do is just rattle the handle a little bit. And that would already be enough with their... Then they also had some verbal communication with the... Like certain words that they would holler out or say, and the oxen became accustomed to those. And so as I was thinking about this, I put a couple things together. So the yoke Jesus gives us, there is some interesting facts when we think about yoke. Now, those oxen really didn't have any choice. The yoke just got put on, and it whatever it took to get done what needed to be done, they became accustomed to that. So here is 4 points of the yoke of Jesus that is really, really important for us to remember. The one of them, the very first one is God chooses some of the yokes, and there is, and it is for life. And then there is some of the yokes that Jesus chooses or God chooses for us, and they're only temporary. And then there are some of the yokes that we choose, but they are also for life. And some of the yokes we choose that are temporary as well. So keep those 4 points in mind as we go through this a little bit. God chooses some of the yokes and it's for life. God chooses some of the yokes and it's temporary. You choose some of the yokes and it's for life. And you can also, some of the yokes that you choose are chosen and they're temporary as well. So the very first yoke that I would like to look at or to just talk about a little bit, the very first yoke that you are tied to is going to be you. When God creates a person, He chooses, and it's good for us to make a list of all of the things that God chooses for us. Like God chooses your body type. God chooses whether you're male or female. And God chooses your emotional makeup. He chooses a number of things, maybe some handicap. Things that God chooses for you. And that will be you, and it is for life. You cannot get away from you as long as you live. Okay, now what can you do to make that yoke light and that burden easy? What are some scriptures that come to your mind when you think God chooses, He's written every member in His book, and you cannot get away from you. And we see this day and age, there's so many people, they're trying to figure out just the simple thing of whether they're a male or a female. And they have this great big heavy burden that they have to try to fulfill to figure out if they're somewhere in the other 64 zones in between there. But Jesus says, if you want to accept that yoke just the way God gave you, it makes it easy. Like it just makes it easy if we can accept what God says, that in the beginning He made them male and female, and that's just the way it is, and we accept one or the other. Sure, there might be some people that are born with some exceptional cases. But we understand, God says His yoke will be easy and His burden is light if we just accept what His word, what the Bible shares on that specific subject. So it says, what are some of the things that are going to make this burden heavy for you? Well, 2 Timothy chapter 3, 2 says, men will be lovers of themselves. That is something that will make that yoke of you heavy and burdensome, and it will cause all kinds of grief for you when you become a lover of yourself. So God, and 2 Timothy, it mentions that. Another thing that makes that yoke heavy or burdensome is in Philippians 2:3, it says, do nothing through strife or vain glory, but esteem others better than themselves. God says that's something that makes that yoke very light. That yoke that is you, that you are stuck with for life, if you esteem others better than yourself, that will make that burden a lot lighter. That yoke a lot easier. If you're constantly esteeming yourself better and you're constantly looking for vain glory, that yoke and that burden is just going to become heavy. And another thing that makes this burden of you heavy is 2 Timothy 2:22, Paul speaking to Timothy, telling him to flee youthful lust. In our youth, there's a lot of things that draw us away from God, and because we don't have the experience, a lot of times we will be pulled away. And then Ephesians 4:32 gives us a really good recipe how to make this yoke you or me lighter. It says, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. All of those things make the yoke that I am tied to, that is called me, makes it lighter, makes it a lot easier. Now remember, this is a yoke that God chooses, and you have it for life. An interesting thing, or a sobering thing that happened to us when we were expecting our first child. My wife's aunt was expecting her third child, and her child was born 2 days before our child, and there was some complications, and the child has not been normal since, and he is the same age, so he's two days older than my oldest son, which my oldest son would be 32 or somewhere in there, and he has 5 children already. But year after year, we have, you know, been going to church together, and the yoke that God put on this man and on this man is completely different. And yet it was a reminder that God did the choosing, or God left that yoke. And so all these years, this child has been handicapped. And about a year or so ago, he came and we were having instruction class and baptism, and he mentioned something about, like, he would like to be baptized as well. And just said it out of the blue. And they came and asked if that would be a possibility, and we said sure. And but then we weren't, because we have the verse that says you should confess with your mouth that Jesus is Christ, is the Son of God, but we knew that he didn't have that capacity. So we asked the family if they think that he could choose a song that would express his belief in Jesus. And it was amazing. I should have wrote down the song. I don't know if my wife remembers this song, but it was a very, very touching song. It took him about 2 hours to choose. They just told him just to choose a song that would express his why he would want to have baptism. And it was really, really touching. We sang that song then on the day of his baptism. But does he understand a lot of stuff? No, he doesn't. But it was just, you know, sometime in those 30-some years, God, you know, just gave that desire to him, and he chose that song, and, you know, time goes on. But those are the yokes that God gives us, and we need to be willing to take that yoke and be okay with them. The second yoke that we usually meet up with, and that's our parents. Now here again, we do not have a choice who our parents are. However, it's not for life. So should anyone here complain about that yoke? Nobody. Nobody here should complain about the yoke that God chose for them, the parents that he chose for them. He had the whole world. He had a whole bunch of cultures he could have chosen. He had a whole bunch of families that he could have chosen for you. But he chose, for some reason, I'm not sure that he really lets any of us know why he chose that specific, but there really isn't any reason for any of us to complain who the parents that God chose for us. And I know it seems, we could say, yeah, but there's some parents that I certainly, there's some cultures I certainly wouldn't want to be born into, or I'm, you know, I certainly would not want so and so. We could make all of those comments, sure. But God chose your parents, but it's temporary. And we need to understand that. And so how do we make this yoke easy? Well, Ephesians chapter 6 makes it very clear. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth." Now, doesn't that sound like an easy yoke and a light burden? When it's just temporary. Although he had no choice in it, it's still just temporary. Another yoke that we often find ourselves into, the school. You know, a lot of times other people will choose yokes for us that we really don't have anything into it. So my parents moved to South America, so I ended up going to a high German school. I had no other choice but to learn my first, second, and part of third grade all in high German. That was a yoke that was put on me, but it was also temporary. So what did I do in first grade? Evidently, I didn't quite like the high German school, so I ended up getting a spanking. You know, that little whip that they use to train the oxen? So what makes that yoke easy for you children that are in school? What makes the yoke of school easy and the burden light? 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So if you want to make that school yoke easy, be obedient and do your studies. Because it's only going to be temporary. The other yoke that we often find ourselves, and now here we're going to get into a couple of them, that where we do the choosing. The next one is your job. You choose that yoke of who you're going to work with. If you don't like to work for someone else, then you can choose the yoke of starting your own business and have other people work for you. However, it is a yoke that all of us need to take on. Why? Because in 1 Timothy 5, it says that we should provide for our own. So we do need to find work. We do need to find a job. We do need to provide for our own. And the Bible is very clear that if we don't, it becomes to the state of being worse than an infidel. But we need to take that yoke on. But that's a yoke that I can choose. If I find a job and I work there, so what should I do to make that yoke easy and that burden light? Ecclesiastes says, "Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might." So, if you do find a job, you shouldn't go to the job and constantly be complaining about that job because you're the one that chose it in the first place. You should be going and telling your boss, "Look, whatever you give me to do, I'm going to do it with my whole might, because that's what the Bible says. It makes my yoke easy and the burden light." Because to the grave where you are going, there's no work, there's no device, there's no knowledge, there's no wisdom in the grave where you're going. The next one that I would quickly like to look at is an interesting one. Those of you that are married, how many of you chose that yoke? You know, in Proverbs 18 it says, "He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing." So it usually doesn't seem like we have an issue taking on this yoke. But this is a yoke that you choose. But Jesus says, once you have made that choice, it is for life. And if you accept that, if you make that part of your yoke-bearing criteria, guess what? The yoke becomes a whole lot easier because you spend no time trying to figure out if you married the right person. So many people, once they take the yoke upon themselves, they make the decision, they don't like the part that Jesus said that is for life, and guess what? They spend the rest of their life trying to figure out if they married the right person. And guess what? That makes a heavy burden. So what makes a light burden? A light burden is try to figure out, like, so this is the choice, this is for life. What do I need to do now to make this burden light? Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands, love your wives. If you find the love slipping away, just know that's going to make the yoke heavy. Colossians 3:19, be not bitter against them. Ephesians 5:28, nourish and cherish it. Cherisheth it. So just find all the verses that make the burden light. Don't go, just need to understand that you have now taken that yoke and you have sealed it. There is no returning. Just figure out how to make it work. The last one that I want to touch on is the church. All of you here today, all of you here today have the choice of choosing a church to be part of. And also, it is a temporary choice. Like, no one is bound to that choice. And it's interesting because the church, Jesus established the church here on this earth, and this is how he gets the work done here upon this earth. And yet he has made it very, very easy. It's not even as hard as getting married. It's your choice, and it can be temporary or it can be for whatever length of time that you want it. So the question is, should we ever have any complaining church members? When you understand the principles of the yokes that we have in our life and the different scenarios, we begin to understand that when you become part of a church, you should put your 100% in there. What the verses that say, in everything give thanks. There is a whole bunch of verses that when you become part of a church, you should, God has made it as easy as possible to be a 100% supporter of whatever church that you attend to or whatever church you aspire to become part of or to be part of that congregation. Why? It's because you understand that you have that liberty, but so many times we take that liberty to be in part of a congregation or part of something, and we don't want to put our whole 100% into it. We had a man come down through Paraguay, South America. He was looking for a congregation. So he went to various different places where there were churches. Now, it was only since I moved to Indiana that I knew that there was a lot more variety. In Paraguay, there was not that much variety. But anyways, when it was all said and done, he couldn't really find what he wanted, so he started his own church. And You have that option. God gives you that possibility. You can start your own church. After a while, him and his children didn't quite agree. Then it was just him and his wife. And then after a while, his wife did something that he didn't like, so he excommunicated her. And she said, well, if that's the case, if I'm excommunicated, I'm going to move back to Holmes County, Ohio. So she moved back to Holmes County, Ohio. So he was all by himself having church. That's a possibility as well. So as we look at these different yokes that God has given us, find the way. God has a whole bunch of scripture that he gives us that shows us the way how to make the yoke easy and the burden light. For a closing verse, I'd like to read Micah chapter 8, chapter 6, verse 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. May God bless you and the congregation here as you continue to serve him. Turn the time back over to the brother.